It's known as the rent control ballot measure, but it might be more accurately described as a local control issue, because instead of enacting rent control, Proposition 10 would allow cities to decide whether they want to or not. Those that already have some form of rent control, more than a dozen, including San Jose, San Francisco, and Oakland, could adjust or expand it if Prop 10 were to pass. Opponents, including the California Association of Realtors, where Steve White is president, seem pretty sure that if cities had the power, they would use it.
Just the specter of this being on the ballot, builders all over the state are stopping projects in the planning stages because they will no longer pencil out if they're going to have new restrictive rent control.
White says California is 3.5 million housing units in the hole right now and needs to build. Supporters of Prop 10 agree our housing shortage is at a crisis level, but see rent control as a tool to ensure affordable housing. This is Ken Trey, a retired teacher and union leader in San Francisco.
You know, until the great day when we've built enough affordable housing to make, you know, living in our town reasonable without something like rent control. Rent control is a basic support for so many of the folks in the classroom to simply be able to stay and serve the kids we love.
Different cities do and would handle rent control differently, but the law Prop 10 would repeal specifically prohibits rent control on single-family homes, anything built since 1995, and when units come vacant. While lifting all those limits, Prop 10 would require that landlords get a fair rate of return. Because it's not clear how cities would respond if Prop 10 were to pass, the nonpartisan legislative analyst's office could only tell voters that it could cause state and local revenue losses in the tens of millions of dollars per year over time. Losses could be less or considerably more. Jenna Lane, KCBS.